In today's gospel, Christ's true nature is revealed in his transfiguration. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise, and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell this vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Some years ago now, there was a Broadway musical that became a movie entitled On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. Kind of a weird story about this young woman who was a psychic. As I say, the story itself, the plot was kind of strange. Had some very good music in it, though. At the very beginning of the show, this young woman is out on her balcony in the city where she's planted some flowers. And it's springtime. And she's looking down at the flower bed, you know, and of course nothing is growing yet. So she begins singing to the seeds with the belief that her singing will stimulate their growth. And the lyric of the song she sings goes something like this. Hey, buds below, up is where to grow. Up here, it's cheerier. Hurry, it's lovely up here. Hurry, it's lovely up here. I think all of us would admit that life up here in our world oftentimes can be lovely. We have high moments, natural highs, wonderful things. Someone proclaims their love for you and promises to take care of you forever. You finally get that promotion at work and the raise in salary it promises. You're the hero of the game. You make the winning shot. Lovely, wonderful moments. So we can understand what it must have been like for Jesus up on the mountain today. This high point in his life. There he is, surrounded by Moses and Elijah, the greatest of the lawgivers, the greatest of the prophets, the cloud covering him. He experiences in his humanity the fullness of his being, experiences in the approval of the Father. This is my beloved Son. What a wonderful high point moment in his life. We could imagine him singing, It's lovely up here. But don't forget, it won't be very long before Christ will climb up another mountain, the Mount of Olives, and undergo his agony to the point where he cries out, Father, let this cup pass me by. Climb again on another mountain, Calvary, where he'll stretch out his arms on the cross and die for you and me. Not such lovely moments, difficult, terrible moments. On the cross, what does he cry out even? My God, why have you abandoned me? Horrible moments. And you and I can understand, because life isn't always full of wonderful moments, is it? For you and me either. The person that pledged their fidelity to you proves untrustworthy. The job that you got that you thought was so great brings all kinds of unforeseen pressures and difficulties. The next game, you're the goat because you kicked the ball away in the last seconds. Down moments, difficult moments, moments nobody wants. I might have shared this little story with you before, but it's certainly applicable to today. Story about the little girl who fell down and bruised her knee. Did I tell you that story about the little girl who fell down? She bruised her knee very badly, 8 or 9 years old. So she runs home to her mother. She's crying. You know, mother takes out the antiseptic and putting stuff on her knee and everything. Little girl, through her tears, says, "Mummy, you know what I wish?" "What?" "I wish the whole world was padded. I wish the whole world was padded." Don't we all, huh? But it isn't. So maybe the question for us today is, what do we do in those bad moments, those down moments, those times when we wonder where God is, we wonder what God is doing, we wonder why he won't take away from us whatever it is that's afflicting us? We wonder. I was talking to a man not long ago, an elderly man, and he just actually retired maybe a couple of years ago. And he said to me, "You know, Bishop," he said, "I finally figured out what retirement is for. I finally figured out why people retire." I said, "Why is that?" "So you have time to go to the doctors." Getting old isn't easy. Getting old, they're not always golden years. We know that. But what do we do in those down moments? We only can do what Christ himself did. What did he do in the garden? "Father, not my will, but your will be done." What did he do on the cross? "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." See, in those moments where he's suffering, when things aren't good, he throws himself into the arms of the Father. He throws himself trustingly into the arms of the Father. That's what you and I have to do too. Things happen, we don't like them, we don't know why it's happening, we can't get rid of whatever it is, we wish God would do something else, we don't know how he's doing things. At that point, we throw ourselves into the arms of the Father. Think about Abraham today in the first reading. God says to him, "I'm going to send, leave your country, leave everything you've got, all the things you've got, go out." And what does he say to him? "To a land I will show you along the way." See, Abraham doesn't know where he's going. God doesn't say to him, "I'm going to send you over here and this will be a beautiful place for you." No, you leave and trust me and I'll show you a land along the way. So that's what sometimes our life is like in the midst of those difficult moments, the land along the way. We don't know where we're going. We throw ourselves into the arms of God, trusting. Heard a wonderful little story I'd conclude with about this woman who had a beautiful lace handkerchief that had been passed down in her family from her great-grandmother. She loved it. One day she's writing a letter. She dropped ink on it way up in the corner, a big blotch of ink. She felt terrible about it, couldn't get it out. A friend of hers said, "Let me see that." Took the handkerchief, brought it home. She was an artist, her friend. Took that blotch, painted around it with other ink, made it into a beautiful flower so that the beautiful linen handkerchief was even better than when it had begun. Now it had this beautiful flower in a corner. So that's what it is. In the down moments, we don't know what's going on. We throw ourselves into the arms of God, just like Christ did. What happened to Christ when he threw himself into the arms of the Father? He died, but he rose again. New life. God's always got new life in store for us, somehow. We throw ourselves into his arms in those down, difficult moments, trusting that the Father will always give us somehow, some way, sometime, in his time, new life. So today, if you're in one of those moments when things are wonderful for you, you're at a high, Thank God for his blessings. If you're down someplace where you don't want to be, throw yourself into the arms of the Father, remembering, even though you don't understand how, God always gives us new life. May God bless you.